at the 5, out to the 10, 20, 25, at the 30. Now taken down just across the 30-yard line on the return there was Cameron Brooks, and Brooks got dropped. Well, where'd they put him down? I guess they're going to say it about the 31 is where they'll mark it.
Nolan with the tackle.
I do better when I have a blue team and a red team or a green team and a white team, but when they're both black and white out here, all black jerseys, black pants for South Holt. East Atchison showed up in white jerseys and black pants.
But credit the South Holt ground crew. They've got each yard line painted for us by the 5.
That's impressive. 8-man football for a natural turf field. 7 seconds to go here. Time for maybe one play for East Atchison. Let's see what Blake Simmons. He's going to throw deep. Dropping back, rolling right, now runs it up the right sideline. He's going to go out of bounds as time expires, and that'll be the end of the first half. At the half, the South Holt Knights are leading the East Atchison Wolves. Our halftime score, South Holt 28, East Atchison 6. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and then be back with our halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Surag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Surag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu. Here's Randy with the scoring highlights.
All right. Thank you, Lucas. Well, lots of fireworks in that first half. It got underway with 5:48 to play in the first period. Kendall Nolan struck pay dirt first with a 49-yard touchdown run. It was a two-play, 54-yard drive. The kick was good by Trevor Mark. South Holt went up 7-0. With 7:42 to play in the second quarter, a 28-yard touchdown pass from Blake Simmons to Colin Headland topped off a four-play, 27-yard drive for East Atchison. The conversion attempt failed, and South Holt stayed on top at 7-6. The rest of the first half was all South Holt. 2:40 to play. In the second quarter, a 4-yard touchdown pass from Cole Mesker to Kendall Nolan capped off a 14-play, 65-yard drive. Trevor Mark kicked the conversion, and just like that, it was 14-6. Keep in mind, that's with 2:40 to go in the first half. They weren't done yet. Just less than a minute later, after a fumble recovery by Trace Millen at the 16-yard line, they capitalized very quickly. 1:51 to play first half, a 3-play, 16-yard drive, capped off by a 2-yard run by Cole Metzger on a quarterback keeper. Again, the kick by Trevor Mark made it 21-6. But they weren't done yet. 15 seconds to go in the first half. After getting the ball back on downs at the 32-yard line, they put together a quick four-play, 32-yard drive, topped off with an 11-yard touchdown pass from Cole Mesker to Kendall Nolan. Trevor Mark again kicked the conversion, and by the time we got to halftime, 28-6, South Holt enjoying a 22-point lead. Keep in mind, this was a 7-6 ball game at the 2:40 mark of the second quarter, and in the last 2.5 minutes or so, they put up 21 points. That's quite a performance.
Yeah, it is. I mean, East Atchison is, you know, kind of the underdog coming into this game. They've already lost. You know, I think the previous score is maybe not indicative of the way that game went a few weeks ago. South Holt scored a bunch of times late, but East Atchison was hanging in there, and then, you know, they give up the 14-play drive, and then they fumbled the very next play, and before you know it, you're at 28-6 at half.
And that's where we stand here at halftime.
This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, we have got an extended halftime here for whatever the reason, so it's going to be several minutes before we move to third quarter action. We want to remind our folks over on the Nebraska side that the Peru State Bobcats have a home game tomorrow in the Oak Bowl at Peru. It's a Military Appreciation Day, and I'm very pleased I get to be a part of those festivities, helping to present the colors with my American Legion folks out of Elk Creek. Also, all veterans are admitted free to tomorrow's game, and all veterans are being invited into the hospitality suite. And I've been in there for the Hall of Fame game, and let me tell you, that's a nice place to watch a ball game in that hospitality suite. So we encourage all of our friends around Northwest Missouri, Southeast Nebraska, if you're wanting to take in some small college football, that's a 1 o'clock kickoff, Culver Stockton in town, the Peru State Bobcats, and like to see you there if you can make it to that one.
Yeah, you might as well tune in to KTNC on your drive over to Peru State, tune in to the Huskers. They're on a pay-per-view channel. It's been a long time since you had to pay to watch the Huskers, so tune in to KTNC tomorrow for Big Red Football at 11 a.m.
Yeah, our pregame show begins at 9 a.m., 2 hours prior to kickoff. Kickoff at 11 o'clock. Maryland, the Maryland Terrapins in town. We hope you'll join us for that on our sister station. We mentioned earlier the winner of this game, of this district, will face the winner of Plattsburgh and St. Joe Christian. That game going on right now. Do we have any information on that?
We do. I think it's at 36-12. With 6 minutes left in the second quarter, Plattsburgh is ahead.
Okay, that's pretty much what we anticipated. And if that kind of a score holds, that would mean South Holt would be traveling to Plattsburgh. And again, if you're looking at the bracketing on the Mishnah website, it says that game is to be played on Saturday the 18th. We've got a gut feeling from past experiences that there'd be a good chance that would be a Friday night game and a good chance it would be a 7 p.m. game. Now, there's nothing official about that because we don't even know yet who's going to win the two ball games, but I'll go out on a limb here and say that if South Holt continues here tonight and if Plattsburgh gets a win tonight, there's a real good chance those teams will be meeting up at 7 o'clock in Plattsburgh, and we would have that game for you live here on Sunny 101.3. A lot of ifs and buts there, but that's what we anticipate happening.
Yeah, well, and as you know, Plattsburgh is one of those larger schools. They were 11-man last year and just dropped down to 8-man, so I think they're a heavy favorite.
For our Nebraska listeners wondering, where is Plattsburgh? Well, it's about 30 or 35 miles southeast of St. Joseph is where it's located. We've been all over Northwest Missouri over the last 20 years with Sunny 101.3 to Stanbury, to Barnard. We've been to Worth County. We've been to Stewart. We've been all over the place. But that's one I haven't been to yet because they were 11-man. So hopefully if that transpires, we'll be able to get down that way next Friday night. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we're going to update you with our latest weather forecast, and then another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show and third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
November is National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Month, and Falls City Community Medical Center invites you to participate in a turkey trot. Join the fun and walk, run, or stroll to help Senka Food Pantry, Holiday Turkeys to Feed Families, Emergency Fund, and Richardson County House of Hope. The turkey trot will start on the Community Medical Center campus at 3307 Berta Street in Falls City at 8 a.m. November 23rd with registration at 7:30 a.m. Entry fee is $25 and you can choose a 1 mile or 5K trot.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll have mostly clear skies this evening with a low around 31. Winds will be out of the southeast around 10 miles an hour. There's a chance of rain Saturday of a high near 56 and a south-southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. There's no rain Saturday night, just partly cloudy skies and a low around 35 with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday looks sunny of a high near 67. Sunday night will be clear with a low around 33. Monday will be similar to Sunday, being sunny with a high near 66. Monday night looks mostly clear with a low around 39. Tuesday looks just like Monday, being sunny with a high near 66. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 42. Wednesday warms up to 68 with mostly sunny skies. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 44. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gifts Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to this presentation presentation of high school football on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula, along with Lucas Freshold in our booth here in Oregon, Missouri. Tom Cates is our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And Lucas, you have some very important information to take care of.
It's very important. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem? Do you cheer a good play by the opposing team? If your team loses, do you take it well in stride? If you answered yes to any of those questions, you are showing positive examples of sportsmanship. Don't forget that when you attend high school events, young eyes are watching you for examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Southfold High School.
And while we're here in Northwest Missouri tonight, Lucas, and we have all of our Northwest Missouri listeners tune in with us, this is a good opportunity to remind everybody that, again, we're making plans to provide coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament that gets underway first week of the basketball season, usually at the end of November. I believe John Nixon and I have been showing up over there for about 20 years now. We've been, ever since Sunny 101.3 signed on the air, we've been covering that Mound City tournament. We always look forward to the hospitality room. Those folks at Mound City, they do it upright. Soups and cinnamon rolls and pies and cakes and probably not good for my waistline, but it sure is a good time when we get over to Mound City. So we will be announcing, of course, those brackets haven't been drawn up yet. We're still playing football, but we will be announcing, you know, the week prior to that when the brackets come out. We'll have select games from that Mound City tournament, and it'll be live here on Sunny 101.3. We mentioned the score in that Plattsburgh game, Plattsburgh leading St. Joe Christian in the second quarter, 36-12, Plattsburgh on top, and that's who the winner of this one would face. If Southfold continues here, they're up 28-6, they would play Plattsburgh. Now, you got to know that people around Northwest Missouri realize how quickly things can change. Just last week, Mound City was in a similar situation that Southfold's in right now. Mound City had a comfortable lead. I believe they were up by 22 or something like that. Ended up losing to Southfold 58-56. I believe it was 36-6 in the fourth quarter. I think I heard the coach say that in the pregame show. So, as we all know, in eight-man football, things can turn around very quickly. So, don't turn your radio off and don't go to bed. We got a ways to go on this one, yeah.
Yeah, Southfold scored on that last play of the game last week to survive. I mean, they're undefeated. They got a chance to here to take the whole thing. And so, able to escape that, and it looks like they've, you know, really taking that seriously in this game to make sure it doesn't happen again.
You know, we're really blessed where we're located in Falls City, Nebraska. We have the best of both worlds here. We get to cover our friends over on the Nebraska side, a lot of eight-man football, a few 11-man games. And this year, most of our area teams got beat out last weekend. In fact, they all did in our listening area. But that's okay. We'll just come across the river and pick up over here in Missouri and see our friends in Northwest Missouri. Always a great time to see the folks from East Atchison, Mound City, and, of course, here at Southfold. We've known these coaches and administrators for a long time, and fun to get back over and cover these ball games. We're going to take another two-minute break here, and then we'll be back and get ready to move into second half action. 28-6, our halftime score. Southfold leading East Atchison. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry,
Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here in Oregon, Missouri, Southhold High School. It's halftime. The Southhold Knights are leading the East Atchison Wolves. Our halftime score, Southhold 28, East Atchison 6. On the other side of the bracket, the last report we had, Plattsburgh leading St. Joe Christian 36-12 in the second quarter. Lucas, you did a little pregame prep here. You've got some information to share with us.
Yeah, there was some information. Cody Schwong was over here last week, and he had the game where Southhold was able to beat Mountain City. And just a little scoring recap, they snapped the ball with 2 seconds left in the game, and Metzger hit Kurtz on a one-yard passing touchdown after the clock had stopped on a penalty. If the penalty wouldn't have happened, Mountain City would have won. Southhold was out of timeout. So lucky break there for Southhold. Metzger had 4 passing touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns, 142 yards rushing, 127 yards passing. Kendall Nolan had 125 yards receiving and a touchdown. Also last week, East Atchison beat the number 2 seed, Nottoway Valley, who's a great eight-man football team this year. And a bunch of folks over in that way said it was one of the best teams they had in a while. East Atchison won 46-34. Cam Brooks had 3 rushing touchdowns and a passing touchdown. And Blake Simmons had 2 touchdowns. On the year, Metzger's got 3,200 all-purpose yards. And Schaefer, unfortunately, is out with a torn ACL injury for Southhold.
You know, what fascinates me is when I look at some of these individual stats. I know this is eight-man football. It's a little bit more of a wide-open game, unless you want to talk about our six-man version in Nebraska. But still, you look at this. Griffin Kimmerling, he's caught 13 passes all season coming into this one. But you know what? 23.3 yards every time the young man catches the football. We talked about Cole Metzger earlier throwing the football. He had completed 91 passes coming into this one, and he averages 17.4 yards per completion. These numbers are just they're staggering when you look at what these kids are able to do out here. Rushing, Kendall Nolan, well, he only averages 7.7 yards every time he touches the football rushing. So, you know, there are so many weapons out here. I don't know how you prepare for this Southhold bunch, and yet Mound City was able to push them to the absolute final seconds there before they wrap that thing up.
Yeah, Southhold's got a good mix. They've got some speed. They've got the agility. They've got the size when they need to run behind it. But, you know, everything kind of goes through Cole Metzger. He's the one that's got the speed and the agility. Touches the ball on every snap. And, you know, for me, after seeing this is my third game this year of him, everything kind of runs through Cole Metzger. But, you know, Nolan and Prusman, obviously Millen, all great compliments to this great team. You know, Kurtz has also been in there, and Kimmerling throws in some good offensive stats when needed.
Still got a minute or two here before we're ready to kick off this third quarter. 28-6, our score, Southhold on top. And, you know, Lucas, at this point, I've got just a minute, and I was hoping we'd have a minute to be able to do this. As we're nearing the end of this football campaign for the 2023 high school football season, we've covered a boatload of football games, both here in Missouri and in southeast Nebraska. My good friend John Nixon, not available. He's on the injured reserve right now, not able to make it to the games. And we really appreciate the job that you, Cody Schwong, Troy Nelson, Blaine Behrens, helping me on some color, all of you have stepped up. And we have managed to get 2 games on the air every week throughout the season using both KTNC and Sunny 101.3. There were a few weeks in there we aired 3 high school football games. I've been a busy guy on the other side of things here, but we really, really do appreciate how you guys have stepped up and helped us get through this broadcast season with John not being available.
Yeah, it's been fun. Tommy Grafton up in Auburn has been able to help us out a little bit.
And, I knew there was somebody else I was trying to name.
And Scott Strock, who has been helping me out with the Johnson County games, does a great job, too.
Now, we've had a lot of new names on the air, and everybody performed admirably. It was great to have you along. Okay, the clock has wound down. We're ready to move into third quarter action. South Holt will be kicking the football away to East Atchison. The ball will be teed up at the 30-yard line. We'll see who East Atchison's got back there. Looks like back deep to return it will be Cameron Brooks and Owen DeRozier. As they're set to come forward, doing the kicking, Trevor Mark. Here's the kick. High end over ender. The ball bounces in front of the return man. Going to be picked up at the 5-yard line. He starts to the right side. Is out across the 10. On his feet to the 15. Down the right side on the 20. The 25. Across the 30. And finally taken out of bounds across the 30-yard line. Fantastic job on the return. And they'll have good field position to start this drive. On the return for East Atchison, that was Owen DeRozier with the football.
Yeah, Trevor Mark is the kicker there. He's kind of back on contain. Able to make sure that didn't go back for six.
So mark the football at the 33-yard line. First and 10, East Atchison. The Wolves trail 28-6 as we get underway here in this third quarter. Blake Simmons is your quarterback in the shotgun formation. Simmons has the snap. He wants to throw the football over the middle. There's the receiver. The pass knocked down. Great defense across the way. The intended receiver on the far side was Trent Kingery, but the defender batted the ball out of his hands.
Yeah, Kylan Prusman just kind of going man for man there. He just timed his jump right, was able to get his inside hand on the ball and knocks it free.
Ball was pretty well thrown. Trent Kingery ran the route as he was supposed to the sideline, but nothing short of a great defensive play prevented that one from going for a bunch of yards.
Agreed.
Incompleted pass stops the clock. 11:47 to play. We're just underway here in the third quarter. Blake Simmons on second down and 10 from the 33-yard line has the snap. Simmons will run the football himself across the 35, out to the 40, across the 40 to the 39-yard line, and he gets the football into South Holt territory at the 39.
Yeah, good job by Simmons for initiating the contact. Cole Metzger came up and made the hit, but Simmons was able to fall forward.
We'll call it third down and 2 yards to go from the 39-yard line. Ball on the left hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the right here for East Atchison. They move from our right to left. That's from west to east here in Oregon. Simmons will set him in the I formation. Sammy Litherberry is the fullback. Calling his count. Keeping the football himself is Simmons, and he'll get a first down yardage and then be thrown back. He got inside the 35 near the 34-yard line.
Hey, you got about four and a half across the 35.
Lincoln Murray back into the lineup. Now, Murray and Cameron Brooks are alternating at that fullback position. Sammy Litherberry is the running back, and then sometimes when they set in the eye, they flip it around completely, and Litherberry lines up in the top of the eye. First down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Double tight end set, I formation for Blake Simmons. The fullback is Litherberry this time. Lincoln Murray is the I back. Got a flag thrown. Whistle sound before the play can unfold.
Snap infraction. False start.
False start on everybody but the center.
That's right.
5-yard penalty brings the football back out to the 39-yard line. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go now for East Atchison. My name is Randy Gatula. Pleasure to be calling your play-by-play tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Lucas Freshel alongside tonight. He's my statistician and color man. Fun to work together here with Lucas tonight in Oregon, Missouri. A brisk evening. Temperatures down into the upper 30s now. We kicked off at 42 degrees. First down and 15 yards to go with the 39-yard line as Blake Simmons sits in the shotgun. He's back to pass. Pressure's coming. They chase him out of the pocket. He's going to be sacked for a huge loss back inside the 30-yard line.
Kendall Nolan just getting on his horse, able to make that sack. You know, you got to look for Simmons. Simmons is outside of the tackle box. We don't play with tackles at 8-man. He's outside of the tackle box there. You like to see him just throw the ball out of bounds and avoid what has turned out to be about a 15-yard loss.
Well, he retreated so far before, you know, just trying to get away, running away from them, and he was giving up a lot of ground. Yeah, you're right. A huge loss. It's going to bring up second down and about 27 yards to go, maybe 28. They got second and 25 on the board, but I can see looking at it as more like 28 yards to go. He needs to get the ball into the 24-yard line for first down. Second down, we'll call it a quarter of a mile. Blake Simmons, all alone in the backfield, trips to his right, and now a flag is shown for a delay of game. On top of all of that, delay of game, another 5-yard penalty is going to mark the football back even farther. That'll put it back to the 22-yard line. He needs to get to the 24. At 22 and 24, you get 46. Take it away from 80.
That's the
football
math.
You got 34 yards to go.
That's football math.
Despite what they put up down there. Well, when you do it as long as I have, you learn real quick to add the two numbers, subtract them from 80, and you know what you got to go here. Second down, 34 yards to go. Football spotted back at the 22-yard line. Quarterback Blake Simmons has the snap. He's back to pass. He sets. Going to throw over the middle. There's his receiver. Pass tipped away. Great defense again for South Hole.
Griffin Kimmerling on the defense there. Just a good little play. It was a good pass. Looks like it could have been maybe caught. But credit Kimmerling for getting a hand on it.
Trent Kingery was the intended receiver there, but perfectly played on the defense. Brings up third down and 34 yards to go. With the football at the 22-yard line, this has just been an offensive disaster on this possession here for East Atchison, trailing 28-6 and getting the first possession of the second half. This is the last thing in the world you wanted to have happen to you.
Not a good start.
All right, third down and 34 from the 22. Two wide receivers to the left side of the field. Owen DeRozier sets in a slot to the left. Quarterback is Blake Simmons. He has the snap. Simmons looking over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Looking over the center that time. I think he was trying to get it to Cameron Brooks, and the pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 34. You think they'll punt it this time?
I think they got to punt it. The throw was a little underthrown. Thank goodness it was, because Metzger was right in the area.
Yeah.
Potential pick.
Weston Klosick had a bad snap on his last punt attempt and had to run the football. Let's see if he can get this one out of there on fourth down and 34. Stand at his own 10, got the punt away. A nice kick. Ball is going to be received at the 24-yard line. Now on the return, starting to the right, around the 25, the 30, the 35, and knocked out of bounds, Cole Metzger. I don't know, somehow it makes me nervous to have your quarterback back there returning punts and getting ran out of bounds into the bench like that, but he must be the man to do it.
He is. He's the dude. He's the playmaker. He's got the wheel.
So, the ball will be spotted. They say he went out of bounds at the 38-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. And the South Hole Knights get their first possession of this second half with a 28-6 lead. That was our score at halftime. They'll come over the football first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. That's where the drive begins. Cole Metzger is the quarterback. Kendall Nolan sets back there with him. A wide receiver to either side of the field, split wide right and left. Metzger calling his count, has a snap. Gives the ball to Kendall Nolan. Nolan to the right, across the 40, 35, inside the 30, down near the 25-yard line, and he goes out of bounds. At about the 25 is where they'll mark it. It'll be a first and 10. Big gain right there for Kendall Nolan.
Yeah, good job. Making a couple defenders miss, and as he went to the ground, the ball kind of popped out, but clearly the ground had caused that fumble.
Football spotted at the 25-yard line. Cole Metzger with Kendall Nolan to his left on first and 10 at the 25. Metzger has the snap, gives to Nolan, again running right up the middle. He'll get about another 5 yards down close to the 20. We'll give him about 4 on the carry, I guess. We'll call it second down and 6. At the 21-yard line, no huddle. They work quickly. Metzger has him right back up to the line. Big Tyson Skeen, 280-pound freshman up there as a center. Skeen ready to snap it in the shotgun. Keeping the football is Metzger running to the right. Oh, he's caught from behind and then dove forward. For all practical purposes, he was going to be tackled at the 20, and he somehow got out of the grasp of the tackler and dived forward for about 3 yards there.
Yeah, that's Tatum Johnson, the 220-pound sophomore for East Atchison, making plays in the backfield.
Third down and 2 now, the football at the 16-yard line. Metzger calling his count on third and 2. He'll run it himself off the right side. Believe he'll have the first down. He's inside the 15, down near the 13. That should be enough for first and 10. Let's see where they mark it. I believe the ball is going to be at about the 13 or 14-yard line. We'll call it the 14 is where they mark it, first and 10.
Yep, first and 10, moving the chains, doing what you're supposed to do. You stop East Atchison on their first drive, you get the ball, and you drive it right down.
7:30 to play here in the third quarter, 28-6, South hold on top. Metzger has Tylan Prusman split wide to the right. Metzger turns, gives the ball off to his running back, Kendall Noland, and Noland gets forced out of bounds after a short gain around to the right side. We'll see. He may have picked up 5 or 6 yards there.
Yeah, that's good. Just keep running those plays. 5, 6 yards, you'll be in the end zone before you know it.
And we'll call it a gain of 5. Brings up second down and 5 yards to go. Football at about the 8-yard line now for Cole Metzger and company. Second and 5 at the 8. Metzger in the shotgun. High snap, but he gets the ball, brings it down, runs to the right. He's going to go into the end zone standing up for a touchdown. That was a high snap that went way up in the air. Metzger had to go up the ladder to get it, and he carries it in from 8 yards out for the touchdown run by Cole Metzger. Score coming with 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the third quarter here in Oregon.
Nice answer by South Holt on a 6-play, 42-yard drive.
All right. They'll line it up here for the conversion. Trevor Markt has been kicking them. Holding it is Cade Kurtz as we wait for the snap from center. Oh, they're going to try and run it this time. Running to the right side and going in for 2. They got it. Was that Kurtz that carried it? I believe it was, the kicker.
Yes, indeed.
Kurtz carries in for 2, and the score goes 36-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Heller Martial Arts in Falls City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
All right, 7:13 to go here in the third quarter. The score goes 36-6. A 6-play, 42-yard drive capped off with an 8-yard touchdown carry by Metzger. 2-point conversion makes it 36-6. Here's the ensuing kickoff. The ball goes into the end zone. They won't be able to bring it out. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where East Atchison will start first and 10. Again, this scoring recap presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, if you're South Hold now, you got to feel good that you have enough points to win the game. 36 points here should be enough to win the game. Just kind of stay contained defense, don't give up any big plays, and you should be able to move on here, win the district.
Well, the challenge for East Atchison has just been to try and find some offense here. Their last couple of possessions have been disasters. The last two possessions of the second quarter and then this first possession of the second half have just not gone their way. Simmons is back to pass. He's going to throw down this. Oh, intercepted at the 25-yard line. Cade Kurtz at the 10, at the 5, and he'll take it in for a touchdown.
About a 20 to 22-yard return.
Cade Kurtz, who just carried in a minute ago for the 2-point conversion, and he intercepted that pass at the 22-yard line, took it all the way in, and it only took 11 seconds since the last touchdown. It was at 7:13, and now we're at 7:02. So a pair of very quick touchdowns on the interception by Cade Kurtz. And now we'll line it up to try and kick it. Kurtz to hold, Mark to kick. Kurtz carried it in last time. I'm not sure how the ball got back into his hand. Unless they switched spots there on the placement, the ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. And our score now goes 43-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3. 3-6 our score. South Holt in command.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Kate Kirch with the pick six from 22 yards out. Trevor Moore kicked the conversion, moves the score to 43-6 with 7:02 to play in the third period. In the past 11 seconds, they put 15 points up in the past 11 seconds. That's hard to compete with.
We've got a scoring update here from the other side of the bracket. At halftime, Plattsburgh is up over St. Joe Christian, 50-12.
All right, here's the kick. This is going to be a little squib kick. It's picked up at the 10-yard line. They try to return it to the 15, to the 20. Now the ball pops out. Everybody's after the football. Oh, my goodness. I think East Atchison got back on it, but that could have been an absolute disaster. Two players are down there on that. I think they're going to award it to East Atchison, but it wasn't because Cole Metzger wasn't down there getting after it.
Yeah, Metzger had the ball, and they might have called dual possession, and dual possession is going to go to the offense.
Well, Metzger was down there burrowing after that loose football. What a disaster that would have been for East Atchison had that one got away from them. So the football is going to be marked at the 21-yard line is where they'll put it. It'll be first and 10 now for East Atchison. They have got themselves into a hole here, 43-6. The roof caved in here in the last minute or so on East Atchison. Wolves over the football, Blake Simmons, first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Simmons in the backfield is back to pass. Looking downfield, looking to the right sideline, the pass falls incomplete. Intended receiver on the far side over there was Cameron Brooks, and it falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. There should be a running clock here, and the coaching staff is reminding the clock operator we should have a running clock now.
I was just thinking that. I was just looking at the scoreboard over there, and I was thinking 35. And
Coach Josh Peterson, he's not at all bashful about asking him to get the clock running here. Known Josh since he was a little kid. His dad, Terry Peterson, and I worked some games together on Sunday. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 21-yard line. Simmons, all alone in the backfield, has the snap, turns, gives it off to his running back, coming around from the far side. He's going to be hit, knocked down, knocked back. Little gain there, maybe a yard's about all it's going to be for Lincoln Murray. Lincoln Murray, the ball carrier.
And Trace Milne was in on the tackle.
Looks like they're going to give him a couple. That's more than I thought he had over here. Third down and 8 yards to go. The football is now on the 23-yard line on the inside hash mark. That's in from the north side. Again, East Atchison moving from our right to left. We've got a running clock here now in Oregon, Missouri. Our score 43-6. From the 23-yard line. Third down and 8. Simmons has the snap. Over the middle. They're overthrown. In fact, Cole Metzger had a better shot at that one than the intended receiver. They were looking for Owen DeRozier down here near the 35-yard line, and Metzger was trying to run it down as it was overthrown.
Yeah, a couple of the receivers just kind of running crossing patterns, and the ball went kind of in between both of them.
Well, these teams met up 3 weeks ago, and the final score was 53-20. And we're kind of on track for a similar score here tonight as they meet up once again. Third down, 8 yards to go. Third down? They just punted the ball on third? No, it's fourth down. The board said third. Okay. Running on the return is Cole Metzger at the 30, the 35, across the 35, out to the 36 or 37. That's where they'll mark it down. It'll be first and 10. I looked at the scoreboard and thought they were punting the ball on third down. It still says it was third down, but obviously fourth.
Yeah, the down marker across the way had four. The scoreboard was off. It said three.
You know, Auburn High School in Nebraska has a neat thing. They've got an electrified down marker. It's lit up with LED lights in it. One of the neatest things I've seen this year in high school football, looking across there and having that down marker just all lit up, nice and bright.
I've seen that one time, Waldo, Nebraska.
The older I get, the more I appreciate that kind of stuff. 37-yard line, first and 10, South Holt. Coming around to the right side on the run and taken out of bounds. On the carry is Kendall Nolan. Nolan with a nice gain all the way down to the 35-yard line, 36. They'll mark it, give him a gain of 7. He'll bring up second down and 3.
River Dow and Owen DeRozier on the tackle.
So, second down and 3 at the 36-yard line. Running clock, 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. 43-6, South Holt on top. Knights come over the football. Cole Metzger, the junior quarterback, sets in the shotgun formation with Nolan in the backfield to his left. Has the snap. Keeps the ball after faking to Nolan. Now runs down the right sideline. Took quite a hit, but he got the first down inside the 30. You know, if you're Coach Josh Peterson and you're up 43-6 with a running clock and you're in the playoffs, you got to be thinking about next week. At what point are you comfortable trying to get some of those key people safely over to the sideline?
Totally agree. I was thinking about that going into this drive.
Boy, a twisted ankle, you know, could change the whole outcome of your season here. First down and 10 now at the 27-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Metzger with Kendall Nolan set to his right. Tylan Trusman, your wide receiver, to the right side of the field. Oh, they're going to just let that clock run as long as they can before they snap it now. Here's the snap. Give it again to Nolan. They'll keep the ball on the ground. Nolan runs out to the left side this time. He'll get 3 or 4 yards. Well, obviously the strategy here is to use up the play clock right down to the final second before you snap the ball. Obviously you want to keep running the ball if you can and not avoid any incompletions to stop that clock, and that's their strategy right now.
Absolutely. Sammy Litherbury on the tackle there.
Had a gain of 4 on the carry, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 6. The new line of scrimmage is at the 23-yard line. Metzger with Nolan in the backfield puts 2 receivers to the left. This is a spread formation like they're going to throw the ball. Nolan sets in a slot to the right. They turn, give the ball off on an inside handoff to Prusman. Prusman runs around the right side. He's still on his feet, fighting inside the 10-yard line is Prusman. Tylan Prusman was set to the left side, took an inside handoff coming around from left to right and got good yardage. He's going to have the ball down here first and goal. And I think they're going to mark it at about the 8 is where they'll put it down.
Prusman is slippery. He kind of hit that hole really well and was able to get by the last 2 defenders.
First and goal from the 8-yard line for Cole Metzger and the South Holt Knights. Metzger with 2 receivers set to the left. Prusman sets in a slot. He comes in motion from left to right. Same play. They give it to Prusman again. At the pylon, no. Taken out of bounds just short of the goal line. He's inside the 5. Hard to tell down in the corner how close he got there, but he's inside the 5-yard line. At the 2 is where they're going to mark it. It'll be 2nd down and goal at the 2, 51 seconds to play in the third quarter, 43-6, South Holt dominating East Atchison tonight here in Oregon with a running clock. They're going to let that clock wind all the way down before they snap it.
It was a good job by Nolan there to set the edge on the last play.
All right, they break the huddle and come over the football. 2nd down and goal at the 2-yard line. Cole Metzger is the quarterback. Man comes in motion once again. This time Metzger pitches it to the left to Prusman. Oh, he's hit and thrown for a loss on the play. They were down at the 2-yard line. They lost 5 or 6 yards there.
Yeah, tried to run a little stretch sweep around the left side, and that should end the third quarter.
That'll be the end of the third quarter. After 3, South Holt leads at 43-6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in, Farm and City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Threshold back with you here in Oregon, Missouri. District Championship, 8-man football, 43-6. South Holt leading East Atchison. A fresh 12 minutes up on the clock. With a running clock, we move into our fourth quarter. That last play before the break lost 8 yards, and the ball is back out to the 10 now. So it's third down and goal at the 10. They headed at the 2. Third and goal at the 10-yard line. Cole Metzger's all alone in the backfield. Tylan Prusman sets in a slot to the left side. Prusman goes in motion. Back to pass. Metzger over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Into the end zone for the touchdown. Griffin Kimmerling makes the reception. Griffin Kimmerling. And that will be a 10-yard touchdown pass complete to Kimmerling. The score coming with 11:55. To play in the football game here in the fourth quarter, and they continue to move that score up. Now we stand at 49-6. Pass went from Cole Metzger to Griffin Kimmerling. Now we'll have the try for the kick. I think we got a new kicker in there. No, it's marked again. Marked is in to kick. Hurts to hold. Waiting for the snap. Mark's kick is up. The kick is good. And the score is now 50-6 with 11:55 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Well, on the first play of the fourth quarter, a 10-yard touchdown pass, Cole Metzger to Griffin Kimmerling for the TD. Trevor Mark kicked the conversion. And with 11:55 to go in the ballgame, our score now 50-6, and the running clock will continue. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Trevor Mark comes forward, a driving end-over-ender. Going to be fielded at the 8, out to the 10, the 15, across the 20, 25, 30. At the 35, midfield 40, still on his feet. And on that return was that, who do we have? 18. That would be Cameron Brooks. Brooks with an outstanding return. Put the ball into South Holt territory at the 35-yard line. And the clock continues to run. Quarterback will be Blake Simmons, 170-pound junior. He brings the Wolves over the football, first and 10 at the 35-yard line of South Holt. He's in the shotgun formation. Calling his count. Litherberry's back there with him. He'll keep it himself on the option play. Fights inside to 35, down to the 32. Give him a gain of about 3, maybe 4 on the play. Brings up second down and 6.
Stopped by a host of Knights. In there is Prusman, also Millen.
Second down, 6 yards to go. The ball just outside the 31-yard line of South Holt. Take a look at that defense. Is this still the starting defense in there for South Holt?
It is.
Okay. Oh, we talked about it a little bit ago there near the end of the third quarter. At what point, when you're up 50-6, do you start thinking about maybe getting your guys safely to the sideline here? Simmons, in a shotgun formation, gives to his running back, trying to run the right side. Good defensive play on Sammy Litherberry. They drop Litherberry for a loss on the play, back out near the 35.
Yeah, nice play there. Mark, from his left in position, was able to kind of shoot the gap.
Litherberry is dropped at the 34-yard line for a loss of 4 on the play. It'll bring up third down and 9 yards to go. Next week, the South Holt Knights will advance, probably Friday night, we're going to guess. And they should be playing down at Plattsburgh. You'll hear the game live here on Sunny 101.3. At the 34-yard line, third down, 9 yards to go. Simmons takes a snap, runs to the right side. Got a little running room, tries to reach forward for the first down, but he won't get it, I don't believe. They've stopped him short. Should still bring up fourth down and about two to go now with the football near the 27-yard line.
Tackle by Prusman.
Trailing 50-6. Obviously, fourth down territory. The ball at the 22-yard line, fourth down and two. They need to reach the 20 for first down yardage. Blake Simmons has the wide side of the field to his left. The ball's on the right side hash mark. Sammy Litherberry sets in the top of the fullback in the I formation. Calling his starting count. Double tight end set, I formation. They turn, put the ball back to the trailing back, and wrapped up and dropped for a loss on the play. They blew it dead before they even take him to the ground. The ball carrier was carrying the football that time was Cameron Brooks, and Brooks had nowhere to go.
Yeah, Southold just came with an all-out Mayday blitz. Everybody was coming. There was nowhere to go.
And they just stopped him and held him there and waited for the ref to blow the whistle. Didn't even take him to the ground. On downs, Southold will take over first and 10, still with the starting eight in there offensively. They'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Cole Metzger is your quarterback. Griffin Kemmerling is wide to the left. Set behind Kemmerling is Tylen Prusman. So Kemmerling and Prusman, maybe they're going to work on the pass game here a little bit. Let's see. Metzger, he is back to pass. Look at this. Over the middle, down the sideline, looking for Prusman. Ball is caught at the 20, retreats to the 25, down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and he'll be taken out, into the rope. I think he's all right. I hope he's okay over there. He went into that rope and got clotheslined on it. Did you see that?
He did. It's kind of his face mask kind of got hooked onto that rope over there on the far side.
Wow, that was something. The ball will be spotted at the 7. That's where he went out of bounds. 50-6. I expected maybe to run the ball here, but I guess the clock's going to run anyway, so you can throw it now.
And it wasn't even that good of a throw.
Metzger sets in his shotgun from the 7-yard line, first and goal. Cole Metzger with Nolan set to his left, calling his cadence. Metzger has the snap, looks to the right, over the middle. The ball is batted down. It'll be an incomplete pass. Ball is knocked down. It'll bring up second down and goal at the 7.
I suppose the one deal here is, you know, usually you're gonna run it to try to run the clock. The clock's running anyway. I suppose you can just throw it if you want.
You're up 50-6. All right, the ball is spotted at the 7-yard line, second down, and goal at the 7. Metzger puts Tylen Prusman wide right. Wide left is Griffin Kemmerling. They're the wideouts. Kendall Nolan will set in the backfield next to Metzger as they watch the play clock run down here, letting every last second run off before you snap the ball. Metzger on second and goal to the 7 has the snap. Rolling left. Now ducks inside. Ooh, he's going to be hit and taken down hard. And, well, you hate to see your quarterback take punishment like that in a kind of a meaningless snap here. Really up 50-6.
Weston Klosick in on the tackle.
Yeah. Loss on the play. Puts the ball back out to about the 8 or 9-yard line now. Still third down and goal. Cole Metzger with Kendall Nolan next to him has the snap. Metzger wants to throw the ball over the middle. Pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and goal. They're still saying the ball's at the 7 up there on the scoreboard, but there was a definite loss on that previous play. It had to be out closer to the 8 or the 9. Let's see where they're marking it down. About the 8-yard line is where it might be marked. Fourth down and goal at the 8. They're going to try a field goal. Trevor Mark will come in. The ball will be spotted at the 15-yard line. This will be a 25-yard field goal attempt. Kate Kurtz to hold. Trevor Mark to kick. Oh, ball is down. It's blocked. That was a bad snap. They had to get after it. The ball is blocked and then fallen on back out here at the 24-yard line. That's where they covered up. So they tried a field goal there. Well, it's a chance to practice it. He's got the leg for it. He's been kicking the extra points well through the uprights all night. So
good job by the holder for able to even just get it down. That ball was snapped right on the ground.
Yeah, it came rolling out there to him on the ground and got it down, but it was blocked. So the ball will be marked now at the 25-yard line, first and 10. That is where East Atchison will take over. The Wolves come in here 6-5 on the year. South Holt looking to go 11-0 after tonight. Blake Simmons is your quarterback. Simmons has a snap. Tries to throw a pass out to the left. It falls incomplete. The intended receiver out of the left side was Cameron Brooks. Brooks not able to get his hands on it. Falls incomplete. Clock continues to run.
We got one more of these. The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow.
Second and 10 at the 25-yard line. They turn, give the football off to Lincoln Murray. Murray's going to be met and dropped in the backfield for a loss of a couple.
Again, this message brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activities Association, South Holt High School.
Look forward to working with the folks here in Missouri. Next week we'll be most likely at Plattsburgh, most likely Friday night. That's not official now. That's just our opinion. We think it'll be a Friday night contest just basing on recent history. And my experience has been with playoff football over here. They allow them to move it to Friday night. They do. So I would not be surprised to see that happen. East Atchison. On third down and 11 from the 24, the pass is complete out here to the right side, trying to turn in. Oh, and getting hit hard is Cameron Brooks. What a tackle Brooks took. I hope that young man's okay.
That was a good clean tackle, just a nice hit by Millen.
Millen with a hit on Cameron Brooks. Brooks is a 160-pound running back, and he is wondering if anybody got the number of that F-150 truck that just hit him over here. Tackle was made at the 23-yard line is where they mark it. It'll bring up fourth down, 12 yards to go at the 23 with 2:59 and clock running. 50-6 is your score. Dominating performance tonight by the South Holt Knights. East Atchison over the football on fourth down. Simmons has the snap. The pressure's coming after him. Throws the ball out to the left. Pass is complete. Tackled immediately out here on the sideline is Cameron Brooks. Well short of the first down. Prusman came over and made a great hit.
Yeah, he did. Cameron Brooks had to go up and try to get the ball, and Prusman was able to just kind of hit him low and knock his lower body out.
You can hear the South Holt fans here, Lucas. They're starting to feel it. 2 minutes, 19 seconds to go with a running clock. They can come out here and take a knee and get off the field without any injuries. I don't believe we got anybody hurt tonight. I don't remember any stoppages for any injuries in this ball game, and that's always great news.
Nope. Metzger had gone down with a sack and kind of bummed his hand a little bit, but he's plenty fine now.
All right. First down and 10. The football is marked at the 26-yard line. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a post-game wrap-up for you after this game, so stay with us. We'll update you on the score here and the latest score that we had down at Plattsburgh and St. Joe Christian. Here they take a knee, keep that clock running. Much to the approval of the South Holt Knight fans here. They're even cheering the victory formation in the knees here now. South Holt will advance their record to 11-0 on the season. East Atchison will finish at an even 500, 6-6 on the year. Kids are out here hugging and congratulating each other, and they still got a couple of plays to run. Well, these players all know each other. They've been competing for 4 years against each other, the seniors. Good to see that kind of sportsmanship. I love that.
Absolutely.
Second down and 12. Here's another knee, and that'll keep that clock running. Yeah, the players know they've got two more kneel downs here before this game's over, and yet the linemen were up there giving each other bear hugs. Probably a lot like when I grew up in southeast Nebraska. These kids probably bale hay together and work together in the summertime. They're all neighbors over here.
Well, you know, yeah, even with the influx of social media, you know, everybody knows everybody's name. You know, back in 20 years ago when I was playing, you kind of knew who people were, and you maybe saw them at track meets, but, you know, you just weren't connected as much as you are on the online now.
All right, here's another kneel down, and that should do it. They won't have to do it again. The clock will continue to run, and that will be your football game, your final score tonight, the South Holt Knights 50 and the East Atchison Wolves 6. We're going to take a 2-minute break here, then we'll be back with our post-game show. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scene here at Oregon, Missouri at the 40-yard line, the entire roster from both teams kneeling down in a prayer circle, joined by the coaching staff from both teams, and boy, that's the kind of stuff I like to see out there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good sportsmanship out there. You know, all the kids know each other. You know, one side was on the short end of the stick for sure. You just come together. Everybody's healthy. One team moves on. One team goes home.
Well, lots of friendships out there over the years as they've competed with one another. And somebody has to go home, and that's the way it works out when you get to this part of the season. Tonight, South Hole with the win.
Post-game show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, after the South Hole Knights opened the scoring and went up 7-0 in the first quarter, there was no more scoring until midway through the second period. And a touchdown put on the board, Blake Simmons completing a 28-yard touchdown pass to Colin Hedlund. The conversion failed, and we had a 7-6 ball game. South Hole put another score up at the 2:40 mark of the second quarter, but keep this in mind. It was 7-6 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. And then South Hold came out and put up 21 points in the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds of that first half, put the score 28-6 at the half. In the third quarter, things got even tougher for East Atchison as South Hold came out and put the points up in a hurry, leading 28-6 at halftime. They scored at the 7:13 mark on a 6-play, 42-yard drive, an 8-yard run by Cole Metzger. Kate Kurtz carried in for the 2-point conversion, pushed it to 36-6. 11 seconds later, Kate Kurtz comes up with a pick six from 22 yards out, took it in for the touchdown. Trevor Mark kicked the conversion. Suddenly it was 43-6. And then on the very first play of the fourth quarter, 11:55 to go in the ballgame, a 10-yard touchdown pass from Cole Metzger to Griffin Kemmerling completed a 9-play, 59-yard drive. Merck kicked the conversion, and that put the score to 50-6, and that's where the game ended tonight. 50-6, South Holt improving their record to 11-0 on the season, and they, as district champions, will now advance to the quarterfinals of the Missouri State playoffs, most likely facing Plattsburg in a game that will be played at Plattsburg next weekend. As we said on the Mishnah website, it says that game is scheduled for Saturday the 18th. We have it on pretty good word that that's probably not what's going to happen. We think it's going to be a Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff at Plattsburg. Our pregame show at 6:30 here on Sunny 101.3. And looking forward to that one.
Yeah, you know, everything about this season for South Hole was to get to this point and win this game. They've won all the games they're supposed to. They might go into next week's contest as an underdog. And so you're going to see a lot of focus this week. They're going to be pumped up. They're going to watch some tape. They're going to try to learn everything they can about Plattsburgh and try to beat that team, because that's going to be the biggest game in a long time around here. It's a huge game for South Hole. If they can come victorious in that, look out.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're over in Nebraska, you're over here in Missouri, where you're at. When you get down to the quarterfinals of the state, everybody's good.
They're all good.
They wouldn't be there if they weren't a good football team. Well, we'll see what Coach Josh Peterson can stir up to go down and see the folks at Plattsburgh next Friday night. Again, we want to remind you, we'll have live coverage of that. This is nothing official, but you did hear it here first, that we think the kickoff is going to be at 7 o'clock Friday night, pregame show at 6:30, and we will have live coverage here on Sunny 101.3. We invite all of our Northwest Missouri listeners to share our website, mscsports.net. Share that with your friends. Some of you may have friends in the Plattsburgh area. They can listen to our broadcast. The more the merrier. We hope you'll help share that information. It's certainly our pleasure to cover the South Hole Knights here on Sunny 101.3. Lucas, your final thoughts on this one?
I think it was a pretty close game, kind of starting going into it. South Hole did what they were supposed to do, took care of business, the playmakers made plays, and, just a huge game next week. Going to be a fun one for these fans.
All right, well, that should wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Lucas Freshel here in the booth, and for Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, back in the Sunny 101.3 studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the South Hole Knights 50, the East Atchison Wolves 6. Good night, Northwest Missouri. You've been listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise.